Schindler's List by Thomas Keneally. In Poland's deepest autumn, a tall young man in an expensive overcoat, double-breasted dinner jacket beneath it, and in the lapel of the dinner jacket, a large gold-on-black enamel swastika, emerged from a fashionable apartment building in Strasburgo Street on the edge of the ancient center of Krakow, and saw his chauffeur waiting by the open door of an enormous, and even in this blackened world, lustrous Adler limousine. "Watch the pavement, Herr Schindler," said the chauffeur. "It's as icy as a widow's heart." In observing this small winter scene, we're on safe ground. The tall young man would, to the end of his days, wear double-breasted suits, would, being something of an engineer, always be gratified by large, dazzling vehicles, would, though a German, and at this point in history a German of some influence, always be the sort of man with whom a Polish chauffeur could safely crack a lame, comradely joke. But it will not be possible to see the whole story under such easy character headings. For this is the story of the pragmatic triumph of good over evil. A triumph in eminently measurable, statistical, unsubtle terms. When you chronicle the predictable and measurable success...